to Let's Talk on 98.9 FM. Chelsea Bond and Angelina Hurley.
And One Wild Woman.
Have a yarn and a laugh about what makes a mob wild this week.
Oh, yes, they do.
It's Wild Black Women on Let's Talk. And here they are. Chelsea Bond, Angelina Hurley.
And Imogen with a chain. Good morning.
Good morning. That was a nice intro.
Thank you. You're welcome.
Before we start,
where do you go from there?
Yeah, I know. Before we start, let's acknowledge the traditional owners of the land we're broadcasting from today, and acknowledge all the surrounding TOs of the Brisbane area and wherever everyone's listening into from.
Hey, welcome this morning. We are Wild Black and Live, and in the spirit of reconciliation, we've got Imogen in the studio today.
Hi,
Imogen. How you been?
I've been struggling with the ISO.
Oh.
But I'm so happy to be here. I'm so happy to be here with my two Aboriginal best friends. And, yeah, it's great. I'm good.
Your sisters.
Yeah. That's what I say.
If you haven't met Imogen before, Imogen is Wild Black Woman's white girl correspondent. In the spirit of reconciliation, she helps explain the ways of her people because they have such interesting ways. I mean, I'm really intrigued by your culture. Speaking of your elders, can we talk about your uncle?
First thing
Alan.
Up. Yes.
Oh, okay, sure.
Uncle Alan Jones has announced his retirement.
Is there a yay button? Or
I'm looking for the...
You've got to be on top of the hotkeys today.
I don't even know which one I... There we are. Here, wait there. Let me... I have to say, did you see his announcement? Ange or Imogen?
Health reasons? Who's the doctor who said that he
was... I don't know, but we need to make him chief medical officer now, or her. for health reasons, he's retiring.
For health reasons? Who's health reasons? I think it's for ours.
Absolutely
sick of it.
So are we. I just love the responses. You know, when these announcements come out and the way in which people respond, black people's responses to Uncle's retirement was pretty special.
Get up in the morning and turn on the news and go, oh, God, what are they talking about now? But this is the first thing that came on. I was so excited.
I saw your hallelujah gif.
I was like, yay. Something good happened today.
My whole social media feed was just screenshots of black people's responses to it. It was hilarious. I just want to share some of my favourites.
Oh, good.
Okay, from the cousin Karina Hogan. Goodbye to this old bigoted racist moron. The media space in Australia will be a better place for your retirement.
Don't hold back, sis.
Tell us how you really feel. I'll just clap that. You want some more?
Yeah. Yes.
Brother Jared, I think this may be the first time in the history of anything where Alan Jones has actually listened to the experts on anything.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Celeste Little, I'm glad Alan Jones is retiring because his doctors have informed him his workload is detrimental to his health, because believe me when I say Jones' workload is also detrimental to the health of many other people.
Yeah.
I did have the chaser did want to send their best wishes. They were looking for his mobile number.
No. Do you want to hear what Uncle Bob Catter thought?
Oh, what did Uncle Bob say?
Oh, Uncle Bob, Jesus. Uncle Bob reckons, I reacted to the news of... we need violins.
Okay. Oh, okay. Wait there. I'll get quick. I'm on it.
She's not.
Oh, wrong one. Okay, yeah, this one.
I reacted to the news of Alan Jones' retirement with fear. The man who has been our courageous leader and fought the good fight on the front line is going. My highest accolades is to hold someone as a good Australian. In Alan's case, I make an exception. He is a great Australian.
This filth is in our parliament.
One more time.
Yes, we need it one more time. Oh, my God. Can he... Oh, my God. I can't even respond to that because I'm not allowed to swear on the radio. I could... Yeah, give it away, Uncle. Go back to the croc thing. Whatever that campaign was.
Oh, Bob.
There's other people who aren't haven't been so kind. Should I go there?
Yeah, look, I reckon...
You reckon?
It's what he would have wanted.
Oh, okay. It's what he would have wanted. Well, considering there's no holes barred where he was concerned.
Hello.
Someone in Sydney reckons now it's, oh, my goodness, where is it? Now it is safe to go out. Sorry.
I've got one.
Yeah, go while I find this.
CJ says, bye, Felicia.
Bye, Felicia.
Yep.
I saw Tony Abbott said something.
Did he?
Your man.
Of course he did.
I don't know where it is. I too am looking for that one. It was fascinating just how they just make up stuff. But let me go back to the other black people's responses because I'm not sure I want to read the other ones. Greg Kitson, best news today, Alan Jones retired. The end of at least one pathogen, good riddance.
Not wrong.
Oh, dear. I don't think I can read the rest.
Oh.
Sorry.
Now it's safe to go out to public toilets in Sydney.
Oh.
Oh.
Oh. Please explain.
Yeah, no. You can follow that person on Twitter for further explanation. But, yeah, people are calling it like it is.
I'd have to say one of the responses, of course, comes from Indigenous X. Natalie Crom made a really important point in you know, all of the joking about his retirement. So in Indigenous Ethics this week, she wrote an article, Jones' retirement doesn't mean we can relax. And it's a fair point because, you know, he's just going to be replaced with the next one.
Yes.
But what I loved about her article is that she, like a good black woman does, brought the receipts just to remind us of some of Alan Jones' most spectacular racist moments.
Yes.
In 93, he described Mandawai Yunupingu as him getting Australian of the Year as ridiculous and an insult, saying that he won the award simply because of his colour. Had some little interactions with 1993 with the late Uncle Perkins. He said, when you say this is your nation, it's not, it's Australia's nation. Australians are being asked to pay taxes to fund people who are seeking title to productive land to which they've made no contributions to its productivity. Perkins rightly called Jones racist and a redneck and said, you've sat on your white bum at 2UE in Sydney all your life so you wouldn't know what goes on out there.
Yep. Yeah.
Reminds us about his involvement in the Cronulla race riots in 2005.
God, yeah. Hello.
2016, he responded to a listener saying we needed the Stolen Generations.
Oh, God.
And he has on a number of occasions in recent years used the N-word on air.
Yep.
And the most recent occasion in 2018 was, you know, like...
Yeah, hello, let's not feel sorry for this man.
What a great man.
What a great Australian.
Oh, my God.
Respected elder.
Yeah, not...
But I want to leave the last line to Sister Natalie. She said, it's a bit like whack-a-mole. We might lose one racist or misogynist, but you can bet there are those waiting for their moment to shine in the shadows. This goes out to you.
ever tried to quit the smokes? For most of us, it's not a one-time thing. It's a journey where you quit and you quit again. And you think, every dollar I spend on cigarettes, I could be spending on something better. Or my health improves the minute I quit. Visit Quit HQ to get all the tools to start your journey. Quit today, for you and for your family. Authorised by the Queensland Government, Brisbane. Station sponsor.
Look out, you're listening to Let's Talk on 98.9 FM. It's Chelsea Bond and Angelina Hurley.
Oh, morning. Here's a journey, sis.
Happy No Helen Jones Day.
Oh, evil ways. I love your song choices every time.
He want to recognise.
If you've just joined us, we are the Wild Black Woman. We have Imogen in the studio. Imogen with a J, of course. Mm-hmm. Look, in the whole isolation, social distancing, people gone a little crazy and doing all kinds of interesting things.
And by people, do you mean white people?
Pretty much. What's going on?
Well, I mean, I'm a little bit offended, Chelsea, that you would ask one white person to speak on behalf of all white people. You know, we're really diverse in our experiences, in our cultures. You know, like even myself personally, yes, I'm white, but, you know, on my mother's side, I'm English and Irish. On my dad's side, I'm Norwegian and French. So it's really about, you know, recognising that.
Voila.
Okay. Voila. My culture. Let's talk about isolation.
Let's talk about white people and ISO.
Yes.
What's with the sourdough?
Well, we started off with good intentions. We had a lot of time on our hands. And why not, you know, conquer that mountain? Sourdough. It's hard. Starter and it's like a baby. I tried this several years ago, so I knew it would be a mistake to do it again. But I did contemplate it for a few days.
Uh-huh.
I made banana bread instead. But yes, people have
I do like banana bread. You just chuck it in and it's done.
Yes.
Yeah.
People have been really cultivating their sourdough starters, and it's just inspired a whole movement of people to make sourdough. It's inspirational, really.
Because we're not running out of bread or anything.
No, but it's just something to do, you know. These are really trying times. Feel super oppressed and... Basically, yeah, it's
just like being in jail.
We have said this. We have said this, and it's like being in jail. It's like home detention. Mm. It's like apartheid. It's like, you know, the government is just infringing on our rights. Freedom of movement, you know.
Yes, freedom of speech.
Freedom of speech. Yeah. You know, there's no freedoms. It's been a difficult time.
But hence cooking sourdough.
Yes. It says heal our wounds.
Spirit. Has Imogen got a TikTok account as in ISO?
Okay, I feel like I'm a little bit beyond the target demographic for TikTok. So,
rewind. What is the target demographic for TikTok for those who need to hear it?
Teenagers. I feel like it's teenagers.
No, it's not apparently.
Oh, mums of TikTok?
Mums, uncles who can't dance, please. Everything.
Yeah, professionals who should know better. Oh. There's no going back from it, I'm telling you.
Well, so I haven't... I did draw the line at downloading TikTok, so it was like...
Oh, no, I've downloaded it.
Well, you know, like... You know,
I'm watching it.
On how? Like,
watching,
on TikTok?
I'm watching it and heckling from the sidelines, but I'm not having my own account, like...
But your teenage children. See?
No, they don't even. They
don't even.
I was told, like, last year, don't even think about getting a TikTok account.
Mum?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And because they don't even do socials. Well, I found out recently that the eldest actually is on Twitter.
Oh.
So he's seen my Twitter game, but making out he doesn't know my Twitter game, because I've got Twitter game.
You do have Twitter game.
Just going to say that.
You do.
But they don't do socials.
Oh, okay.
Which is really odd for teenage
that
children.
It is odd. Okay. You sure they're all right? Okay.
Well, they use it for chat, but they actually don't post stuff.
Oh, so this is a whole other layer of
they're weird
social media.
Yeah, I don't get them. So I'm the one who's always on my phone on socials, as opposed to my teenage children. And so they told me, don't you dare get TikTok.
And you've respected that.
I have respected that. Okay, yeah. Good. Yeah, I'm trusting their judgment, and I'm glad. I'm actually. I think I'm better for it. I think there are some people whose children should have told them better.
Oh no.
Sorry, TikTok. So you're not even downloading the app and watching it?
Well, no, I've had to draw the line somewhere. So it was like, how do I organise my time? And I think if I had TikTok, I would just be on. I'd be doing the dances. I would be, you've got to draw the line somewhere. So no, but I like you also keep up with the TikTok happenings. like with the kids.
With the kids.
Sorry, but I don't actually have it myself. But yes, I have seen what people have been. And it's really beautiful. I think the creativity that's come out of ISO and it's really beautiful to see the connections that are being made on TikTok. But
or the performance of the connection. Ooh, that took maybe 3 days to get that 20-second choreographed dance move.
Hello?
And a whole lot of
it's
fighting and swearing.
It's a one-take joke. We don't need 5 TikToks. Anyway, this is my opinion. In my opinion.
Just your opinion?
In my humble opinion.
Okay.
Why are people having TikTok accounts? And what's the appeal of choreographed dance moves?
Not sure. I'm still working that out in my research. But it just seems like it was really a platform just for the younger people. But I think since ISO, a lot of older people have also moved onto it as well too.
Yeah.
So you get the emergence of, nanas on TikTok, mums on
TikTok. Are nanas on TikTok?
Nanas are on TikTok and they're probably my favourite TikToks.
What are the nanas doing on TikTok? Tell me they're
lip-syncing. Nanas will lip-sync. Look, I'm sure I'm not doing this justice. I'm sure there's you could bring a 14-year-old kid in here and they would tell you about all the TikTok challenges and all the dances and stuff.
But you've aged out.
I have, not the target audience, no.
I do love the lip syncs, and I'm sorry, I could spend hours watching Tony Abbott, he can't even house people. And I'm disappointed it hasn't been turned into some sort of have a beat and a dance move behind
there's
it.
There's still time for you to do iconic. That. You could swallow your pride and you disrespect your children's wishes and you could get TikTok and make this happen. Like being such a hater.
I feel it would undermine the campaign that I've been single-handedly driving for several months now.
Okay, but it's just your integrity. It's not a big deal.
It actually isn't. But can we speak about principles and principled white women?
Karen? Hello?
Oh, what? There was a protest.
Oh, okay.
Can we talk about the protest in Melbourne?
And there's so much to unpack here.
Well, there was Uncle Jeff led it first. Yeah. With his, what was he doing? He was...
What happened?
Jeff Kennett. Is this 5G nonsense or...?
I don't even know. I don't even know what the 5G nonsense is.
Neither do I.
I just don't listen to it.
I have a dear close friend of mine who is doing some postdoc research around. He was coding over the weekend about 5G, arrest Bill Gates and the coronavirus and the whole lab situation and just overlap of all the coming together of all of these beautiful conspiracy theories.
I'm not the right person
to talk about this.
People are falling out, relations are falling out over 5G. I just see statuses on Facebook if you're talking about 5G, defriend now. And it's, yeah. I'm sorry.
Oh, no, I like to keep those people around on my feed. I'd like to know what's going on. What are they thinking? Yeah.
Sorry, you know what I just did? What? I confused Jeff Kennett with Sam Newman.
Oh,
but I think it's a reasonable mistake. Surely,
wow.
Think about it. Think about it.
I don't know where to go with that. who said what?
So Sam started the whole the protest movement of oppressed white people.
Sam Newman. He started the protest.
Human rights, freedom, golf courses.
Oh, that's right. You can't play golf. Yeah. That's right.
In his ridiculous outfit.
Sacred. He's really a civil rights leader for our times.
Yes.
Yeah.
And, he's wearing a hat. a hat, a red hat. I thought it was make Australia great again kind of hat. Ooh. It looks like that, but instead, you never guess what's on his hat.
What?
Go on, tell us.
Are you ready for it?
Mm-hmm.
You cannot be serious!
That's on his hat.
Oh.
You cannot be serious!
Oh. Like a McEnroe tribute or?
Yeah.
What's... Does he read that to himself in the mirror every morning? Because it's the only purpose for it. He can... What?
So he this was this was last month, eh? He was protesting out. it just goes on and on. He was protesting in his golf wear, as you do. White people's protest movements. He's in his golf gear.
Uh-huh. Sorry, this is the first time I'm hearing about it. I'm so interested.
In his golf gear, and he wanted to talk to the Premier, Daniel Andrews. This is in mid-April. Like, it's in the middle of a whole lot of things happening, right? Mm-hmm. Like, you know.
But fair enough.
Well, golfing, hello. Yeah. And he's wanted to speak to the Premier from a safe distance to ask why the state of Victoria isn't opening its golf courses. Oppression.
Are you worried about the human rights violation there, Imogen?
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
I mean, golf courses for us, and I don't want to speak on behalf of all white people, but, it's a really special place.
And Imogen's not alone in her support of Sam or Jeff Kennett, whoever you want to call them. it turns out and your man Shane Warne also backs AFL Great Samuel's bizarre Victorian golf protest.
No, true.
Yeah, as it turns out. But can we go to the more recent protest in Melbourne? You see, Melbourne's a place of beautiful protests.
Yes.
People turn up.
Yep.
But I didn't realise it meant actual other people turn up for some weird stuff too.
There was about 15 of us. No. Not sure how many people were there. I arrest Bill Gates.
Why are they arresting Bill Gates?
Okay, where do we start? I feel like approaching some of these theories is just like you just go down the rabbit hole.
We need to know the ways of your
people,
though.
There's a convergence of, 5G, obviously, in transmitting the coronavirus.
Uh-huh.
And I think he congratulated Wuhan on being stoic and getting through their lockdown, I think then turned into he's like a mastermind behind it, and it's his plan.
Oh.
Don't know how that leap was made, but and yes, 5G is in there somewhere.
Need to do some more research.
Possibly,
there actually were 100 people, so they claim.
I say 15. Probably. Okay, 100 people.
Well, only 10 got arrested.
That's
10% got arrested. And they were protesting, self-isolating, social distancing, tracking apps and 5G being installed.
All very related, yes.
Yeah. There was police officers were injured in the protest. There was a little bit of violence amongst those white people.
Oh, it's so unlike us.
Yeah, surprise.
That's so unlike us.
No. But there was, did you see, was this a different one? Do you see the woman who got arrested?
I did. I think she was about the same one.
This was in a smaller demo. This was the one in Sydney. There was one in Sydney too. I really should
we're
read
everywhere,
these news articles
you
before
these,
I get on air.
Yeah, you have these preconceptions about where white people are, but we're everywhere, Melbourne, Sydney. Everywhere.
They're not just one mob, right?
No.
No. Yeah.
Mm. Different tribes.
Yeah. Mm. So this one, I think I know the one you're talking about. She brought her child to the protest as well too.
Mm-hmm.
She was arrested. And I think she did have a particular narrative around why she was arrested, and the police had another narrative.
There was footage that went on, released on like Facebook and social media of her, during the before talking to the police and then the arrest.
Yes. But basically, she's just a symbol of the struggle. And
symbol of the struggle.
Symbol of the struggle. I believe she said that her excuse for being out there with this protest movement, march, I'm not sure what it was, she was just exercising with a sign. So she shouldn't have been fined. I'm exercising. Yes. I've got my protest sign here. Mm. Yes, so...
I mean, it was... look, it was... no one wants to see a child traumatised in that way. No, and it was, as a mother, Sonia Kruger, no one wants to see a child being traumatised, particularly like at the hands of police, because it's familiar to a whole lot of black families have had these things turn. I think what really irritated me was how, just her like the cheek of her behaviour.
Oh, yeah.
And... if she's a black woman,
I've seen it. They did give her a lot of chances, and she just came back at them.
And I think she could have walked away, but she was really cheeky. She was enjoying the spectacle until it got real, and she was horrified that wow, the law actually applies to her too.
Funny that.
Funny that, but this so she's a cosmetic nurse, bless her. And the story, it looks like she may be having contact with the police for other reasons, because it may have there's allegations that she was still practicing her services during this time, are not allowed.
No. Oh, I would have thought that would have been essential. Are you
sure? Could have been. And apparently the news, some news media tried to get her story, but she was apparently charging $10,000 to be interviewed.
As is her right.
As is her right, yep. Mm. And then I think there was another story where she almost ran over a journalist in her car. Auntie's really
well, Auntie Pauline gets paid, so why not.
We just want to stand in solidarity solidarity with
my sister,
with your sister. And yeah, this goes out to you.
I was in a sad and sorry state the day they brought me through that gate. I felt just like a bird in a great big cage. Then they put me in a wing where the lifers ain't their king. If you're weak, you'll never live to see old days. Jail, you're cooling back. You have made sane men go mad. Some have even took their lives different times. But you won't do that to me. I'll still be sane when they set me free. And I pray to God, help me keep my mind. Slam doors in all the slots. He slips the bolts, snaps the locks. Some crims keep yelling out abuse at him. Then it was lonesome time again. I had no books, I had no pen. Waiting 16 hours to hear that big bell ring. Jail, you're cooling back. You have made sane men go mad. Some have even took their lives a different time. But you won't do that to me. I'll still be sane when they set me free. And I pray to God, help me keep my mind. I pace up and down my cell. I feel I've died. This is hell. To stop me going mad, I lay and think of my family in the scrub and my pals down at the pub.
what's happening up at Empey's, where I drink. My release ain't far away. I won't worry on that day about your kings and rules you put on me. Won't hear doors slam in the slot, sliding bolts, snapping locks. I have paid my debt, again I will be free. Don't be chill, you're coming back. You have made sane men go mad. Some have even took their lives different times. But you won't do that to me. I'll still be sane when they set me free. And I pray to God, help me keep my mind. And I pray to God, help me keep my mind.
RUIH's priority is with your health and the health of your family and community. From today, we are changing the way we are doing things for a little while. We are taking steps to prevent the spread of the coronavirus. Many of our upcoming events have been postponed. If you have registered for any of these events, our team will be in touch to let you know the details. The delivery of some of our health services will also need to change so that we can make sure we are looking after those in our community who are most vulnerable. Again, if this impacts the services you access, we will talk to you directly about this. Things aren't stopping though. Stay tuned to the Deadly Choices Facebook and Instagram pages for some deadly online events, competitions, and announcements. Stay tuned and thank you for your understanding.
A message from the Institute for Urban Indigenous Health. Look out, you're listening to Let's Talk on 98.9 FM. Chelsea Bond and Angelina Hurley.
And morning. Imogen with a J.
Yeah, I don't know where my theme music went for my show, but
all down the hall, just didn't get on the return. No. We had it at the start.
I know, and that's the most important bit of my show is the start.
You can re-sing it if you like.
No, I'll decline.
Not feeling that. Respectfully, of course. Mm. We've been talking about the ways of Imogen's peoples during ISO.
We have.
And I feel like there's an ongoing segment at the moment, but can we talk football for a minute?
Yes, I suppose so.
These fellas are...
Every week
there's another have a crack at Latrell. And yes. So as good black woman, we got to jump in and have a crack too. don't talk about our man. as though he's mine, but not. But anyway, I don't care. Ben Eichen.
What do you have to say?
Well, who is he?
Who is he?
I don't know. Has been trying to be relevant. it's no holds barred here. This article, Fox Sports published an article apparently authored by Ben Eichen. And the headline reads, "If NRL is bad for your mental health, there's always park footy."
Oh, my God.
And there's a picture of Darius Boyd and Latrell Mitchell. And I think he just chucked Boyd in there just to throw off the whole racist-y vibe against Latrell.
Like that wasn't obvious.
Yeah.
I think it worked. It's a bit of a decoy.
Yes.
It did. He starts up with money about how the NRL is funded to the tune of $2 billion, but I'm not sure it is now, Benny.
No. Ooh.
sorry, I'm not going to do line by line, but I could if I had all day. What he did this weird thing, basically saying if there are football players who are suffering mental illness, they should go play park footy instead of professional football, because apparently if you have a mental illness, you don't get to have like rich and fulfilling life.
No, right.
And make money out of the thing that you love.
Oh God.
And he made mental. And you wonder why there are high rates of suicide amongst men with attitudes like this. Like, this is so disgusting. This idea that it's an attack on men's masculinity via mental health, that, you know, these men aren't tough enough, so they should get out of the game. Like, that's disgusting. Like, I'm genuinely wild about it. I can't even make jokes on it. It is just disgusting. And then they published this. And look, I've published op-eds. You have to have facts.
Hey.
Like, I'm sorry.
Let it help.
I wrote an article once where I suggested that, you know, it'd be nice if my husband wasn't presumed to be likely to abuse my children. And I had an editor say to me, well, you have to say that some might. You know, oh, so that's the kind of thing, that's how black people's thoughts get policed when we write op-eds.
Yeah.
By, you know, legitimate, you know, more legitimate publishing places than, say, Fox Sports. Yeah, this fella can make all these kinds of claims about mental illness, which he knows nothing about, clearly, given his, so he did this thing where, oh, they should have better, more sophisticated, this fella's reckoned, sophisticated, like he had to Google that term, more sophisticated recruitment measures to sort of weed out the mentally ill.
Oh, he did not.
Pretty much. Oh. That's a kind of less sophisticated way of describing it. But essentially that's what he was saying. And like the fact that, in order to get there, it shows a certain level of strength, physically, emotionally, and mentally, to get to elite sport. Like, it's just so stupid.
Obviously, it doesn't take much effort to get to his level of journalism, whatever the hell that is.
Imogen, you want to jump in and pick the boot in? Because we could be here all day.
Yeah. God.
Wow.
It was just. I did love that there was a response from, let me just find him.
Joel Thompson.
And, you know, waiting for more brothers to come out and speak about mental illness. Don't speak about it after they're gone. You got to speak about it now.
Yeah.
But Joel Thompson said, 13 years I've been a professional rugby league player. I'm bipolar too. Has it been easy? No, but it's also given me the greatest life. It has helped me grow as a person over the years. It's also given me a real purpose to help our most vulnerable people. Should I have quit for park footy or embrace the support I was given to be in this position, healthiest and happiest I could ever be? I'm still in shock you've made this public. This is to Ben Eichen. I hope those who aren't as privileged as him will use my story as motivation to play in the NRL or do whatever they want in life. They deserve it.
Yes. Where's the clapping?
Oh, yeah, sorry,
brother.
Yeah. Meanwhile, Ivan Cleary has been lying about the whole the girls are waiting for an Uber. Where's the Fox Sports articles about him lying to the integrity unit?
Yay. I know. God.
I mean,
I demand that he be a man.
Hello. Where are those articles? Because if that was Latrell Mitchell who had lied to the integrity unit. Oh, then we'd see the articles about he should quit because he's bad role model, all that kind of nonsense.
Yes, he should be sacked, blah, blah, blah.
Make me wild. But here we should get...
Double standards.
Double standards. It's just... and, you know, part of me goes, let's see what Sam Burgess has to say about this one.
Oh, God. No, thanks.
But can we talk about a really important event this week, International Nurses Day?
Yes.
I'm looking for a hotkey for these sisters.
Yeah.
And brothers. Yes. And brothers.
Yeah.
Yes, Ali Drummond, Nurse Drummond. Hey. So it was International Nurses Day this week.
Yes.
And, Ange, you want to give a shout-out to some nurses?
I want to give a shout-out to lots of people. Mm-mm. And specifically, you know, the nurses who are one-on-one with all the patients at the moment and working closely with them. Mm-hmm. Sister Rochelle Watson-Pitt there is running around.
Oh, my sister.
Out there helping the mob, probably giving them a little sing-song too, making them feel better, knowing what she's
songs.
Like. Hey, I'm jealous.
Throwing them lines out.
Yeah. But, yeah, helping the mob there.
She's a good sister.
Yes. The sisters that were on TV this week. Speaking
Gidgee,
to the royal family.
The nurses at Gidgee Healing
did you see that
audience
on the telly?
With royalty. I missed it. I don't watch a lot of TV these days. But I did see it on socials.
Yes.
So the Gidgee Healing CEO, Renee Blackman, was there with Tania Arkit and Leona West.
Yeah.
Talking to the royal family about COVID-19.
Yeah.
Turn up.
Hey.
How these fellas turn up. So good. And I have to say, Professor Gracelyn Smallwood, who still walks the rounds, still walks the wards as a nurse.
Yes.
Big shout out to her. She walked the streets proper, stand up, and the wards, and, yeah, does so much. So big shout out.
Yeah. All the nurses that are helping some of my very sick family at the moment at the PA hospital and at the Prince Charles when Auntie was admitted the other day. So thank you to them. Historically, all the people who have worked for Indigenous Health Services in, you know, aches and stuff like that, the community health centres over the years and on the front line with our mob.
Absolutely. And it was our black nurses, and I'm going to give a shout out to Nurse Matron Best, who's done some stuff around the history of black nurses in this place. It's black nurses typically have been on the front line of entering into the health system, the first black workforce to move into the health system in these positions. I grew up with stories of my Auntie Jean Wadigo, who was acting matron at the Royal Brisbane at one point, and, you know, we'd be reminded of Auntie Jean, what she was doing and her position. And I remember Mum tells the story of when she was giving birth to my eldest sister and the doctor being scared that because he saw the last name Wadigo and was didn't want to get them offside because he'd be in trouble with Auntie Jean if he did anything wrong. And so, you know, just going back that time when there were these first black nurses on wards, holding these fellas accountable to make sure they look after us properly. At a time when we weren't being looked after very well at all.
Yeah, and the history of our mob just being carers.
Hey.
And people who, like, from everything from domestics forced to be looking after other people's children to my mum who had a 35-year career as a respite nurse for disabled children.
Yeah.
Like, that's their lives.
Yeah. So we want to go to Uncle Lionel and say thank you. Thank you to all the nurses and carers. Let me thank you for just
being you. When a boy becomes a man, he must do the best he can to live his life and find his childhood dream. I've had the good times and the bad, but the biggest break I've had was when I found that girl that thought of only me. Thank you for your smile and the love that's in your eyes. And thank you for a heart that's big and true. For the many things you are, my love, let me thank you for just being you. Let me thank you for just being you. Every man must make a few mistakes and put a few feet wrong. Sometimes I feel I want to say, forget it. But with my baby by my side, I can swallow foolish pride and stand upright to fight another day. Thank you for your smile and the love that's in your eyes. Thank you for a heart that's big and true. Thank you for the many things you are, my love. Let me thank you for just being you. Great big world of wars and fear of dying. I wear a smile and not a frown, 'cause I know you'll be around to keep me full of happiness and love. Thank you for
in your eyes. Thank you for a heart that's big and true. Thank you for the many things you are, my love. Let me thank you for just being you. Let me thank you for just being you. Let me thank you for just being you.
Look out, you're listening to Let's Talk on 98.9 FM. It's Chelsea Bond and Angelina Hurley.
Hey.
Hey. And Imogen with a J has been with us this morning.
Hello.
Thank you for coming in with Imogen. It's been fun.
No, I've had the best time back here again.
It's been a while.
Yeah.
It's been a while. We need to send you on some more projects.
Yes. I'm ready.
Are you ready for it?
Yeah. Yeah. I need to wear like a hazmat suit or something, but I'm ready.
Once we're out of ISO, yes. We just need you to get you out on the street, mingling with your people.
Yeah.
Now we're at this point of the hour where we do our Wild Black Woman nominations. And today we've got one very special one.
Mm.
Goes out to one of the staunchest sisters out there, Sister Lorna Munro, who has a spoken word piece that we're going to play this morning. That's come out of, and it's an issue that's close to both of our hearts, Ange.
Yes,
Imogen's peoples. who are discovering their Aboriginality and claiming it in all kinds of interesting ways. Ange, you there?
Yes. Oh, I thought you were going to go straight to it. I was waiting for it.
No, well, I just want to give it context that it's this. We, you know, we joke about it and stuff, but it's actually really violent. The behaviour of those who are new to their identity and weaponise it against people who have always been black, and I've seen it happen everywhere in all black spaces.
Not only are they leapfrogging protocol and just thinking that they're automatically entitled to this stuff without, you know, proper life experience or actually, you know, communicating and connecting with people properly in mob. And I know there may be difficulty around that when you're trying to find family, but it doesn't give you the right to be so disrespectful.
Or to even use your ancestry to reinforce racialised logics oppression about black people.
Yeah.
You know, community accountability is not violence.
No.
And to pathologise cultural protocols as inherently violent is so very colonial.
Yeah.
And this is what happens, and these people exactly. form tribes. And anyone who, and you don't have to do anything. These fellas are exercising their power through their proximity to whiteness to alienate and exclude actual black people from black places.
Yep.
And so we want to play Sister Spoken Word that speaks to the violence of this behaviour, the violence of whiteness, the violence of white supremacy and colonisation in this place, even by those who claim a bloodline that they can't find an ancestor to connect it to. So we want to play Sister Lorna and let you mob know it's on.
My best friend said to call this poem to every gay and white woman that has chosen to claim my identity. I was already conflicted, restricted when we kicked it because you refused to listen and I couldn't get with it. You said that you don't feel the need to answer to anyone or believe in a higher power than the white audience at your feet. You screamed violence as soon as you were finished laying that last punch in, demanded silence every time you would rush in, beating your chest and drowning us with your white tears. Oh, why me? Why can't you black power? Just leave me be. But you don't even know the pain you're monetizing. It was surprising the first time, but now it's just lies, ugly crying. You've wasted our time, pushing to the front of the line with your tattoo of our pride. But you sit and hide when I got pulled back, choked. You even took my words and never slipped me no note to let me know that you were using me, to let me know that you were wearing the skin that I was persecuted in every day when it was just a hat to take off for you, something that sits in the car in the heat waiting for you to play with, an option, a costume, the pursuit of fulfilling your own psychosis-induced dreams when it seems you had no intention of ever telling the truth or of being redeemed. Why would you steal my great, 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 great grandmother's story when yours was stuck knee deep in the colony? That's your bloodline, not mine. So why is it that you seem to be fine to embody me, to speak my ancestors' words, to follow me and keep worrying me with the imbalance you created, the stage that you laid in naked, saying that this was how black women act? You hated it. Back when you was in school, you never spoke of this. Fool, I got evidence. Your claims were always irrelevant, selling it, sold to the highest bidder. That's why you didn't consider my feelings when you tore my bloodline into disrepute. Silly you, I told you long ago not to disrespect the matriarchy, sisterhood or creation, but you waited till no one could say Nathan, and you continued your statements. I've been patient enough. So what I'm saying is, I broke up with you. A very long time before you knew. I separated myself and rebuilt my black worth till you didn't even know what to do. That's why you call me angry, call me unreasonable, called me evil as well as unteachable, called me jealous, called me slack. But there's one thing you can't say in all that you lack. There's that one fact you can't recreate. Unlike you, I was born black.
Hey.
That one fact.
Hey.
That's Sister Lorna Munro, Wild Black Woman nomination this week. We've always got to go, Ange, but we want to just give an acknowledgement.
Quick memoriam to Uncle Darcy Darby McCarthy this week. We lost him. An Aboriginal jockey passed away. He, and if you quickly look on the SBS space, there's a quick article written by Douglas Smith about Uncle's achievements. Kind of Muller man. He's in the Aboriginal Torres Strait Islander Sports Hall of Fame. And
made a profound contribution to Toowoomba and surrounding areas. If you live in that region, you knew him.
Yeah.
Hey.
Everyone who bets on the GGs knows him, of course. Also, we lost Uncle Little Richard this week too, Darn Gunung. As you should actually read one of his memoirs or Google some of his interviews as the inventor and the creator of rock and roll, and he definitely was, and listen to some of his stuff. He's just amazing.
We got to go. We're at the hour. Thanks, Ange. Thanks, Imogen. We'll see you, Mob, next week.
Here's a little song I wrote. You might want to sing it note for note. Don't worry, be happy. In every life we have some trouble, but when you worry you make it double. Don't worry, be happy. Don't worry, be happy now. Don't worry, be happy. Don't worry, be happy. Don't worry, be happy. Don't worry, be happy. Ain't got no place to lay your head. Somebody came and took your bed. Don't worry, be happy. The landlord say your rent is late. He may have to litigate. Don't worry, be happy.
Look at me, I'm happy. Don't worry, be happy. I give you my phone number. When you worry, call me. I make you happy.
Don't worry, be happy.
got no cash, ain't got no style, ain't got no gal to make you smile. But don't worry, be happy. Cause when you worry, your face will frown, and that will bring everybody down. So don't worry, be happy. Don't worry, be happy now. Don't worry, be happy. Don't worry, be happy. Don't worry, be happy. Don't worry, be happy. Now there is this song I wrote. I hope you learned it note for note like good little children. Don't worry, be happy. Listen to what I say. In your life expect some trouble, but when you worry you make it double. Don't worry, be happy. Be happy now. Don't worry, happy. Don't worry, be happy. Don't worry, be happy. Don't worry, be happy.